reach out to you. Your first course is free. Conservative Theological University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD, all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on an issue today that I believe would behoove each and every one of us to grasp and have a little better understanding of and fathom the depth and the breadth of the problem that it presents in society. Perhaps you listened to that bishop, female lesbian bishop, speaking. Let me just read you some of the things that were said. The title of this article says, "Woke National Cathedral Lady Bishop Blasts Trump from the Pulpit." The Washington National Cathedral has become the sanctuary of Satan. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the golden age of the Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes is making this statement. Early today, the bishop of the National Cathedral called the President Trump in that sermon at what was supposed to be a national service of prayer. Quote, "This is what this false teacher, false preacher said. In the name of God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in the country who are scared now." Now, if you just stop there, you might could pick some little nuggets out and say it was on target. Further, she says, "There are gays, lesbians, and transgender children in the Democratic, Republican, and independent families. Some who fear for their lives." Now, that's a hypothetical. What is she basing it on that some fear for their lives? Why are they afraid? Are they afraid of President Trump? That's what the indication was. That's what she was trying to connote in her statement, that they're afraid, living in fear, because President Trump's been elected. Now, how do you equate that with biblical truth? They hear people that are committing sin, that are living in a life of sin, that are living in a life that's thumbing their nose in the face of God, that's living in a position that's antithetical to the truth of God's Word, living a lifestyle of sin that the Bible says you're going to die and go to a devil's hell if you continue to live in that lifestyle. If you live a lifestyle of sin and the Sodomite lifestyle and you do not repent, you do not say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you will die and go to hell. A decision you've made, not because God hates you, but because God hates the sin and because there's a refusal to say yes to Jesus Christ. Further, this article says, "The people who pick our crops, clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and market meat packing plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in the restaurants and work the night shifts in the hospitals, that they may be citizens or they have the proper documentation. But the vast majority of the immigrants are not criminals. They pay their taxes, good neighbors. They're faithful members of our churches, mosques, synagogues, and temples." Now, she convoluted the Sodomite lifestyle with those that are illegal invaders in our nation. she tries to bring the two together as one, not separating, segmenting the truth between each of those categories. So she's saying that the sodomites, the lesbians, those that are living a lifestyle of sin, that somehow, because Trump is elected, that he is going to cause danger and harm for them. And then she conflates that with those that are here illegally picking our crops. Or is she saying this? Or is she saying that those that wash our dishes, those that work in the restaurants, those that work in the house, are she saying that all of those are sodomites, LGBTQ lifestyle? I'm prayerful that that's not what she meant, but that's what she said in her statement. This article goes on to say she's an Episcopalian, which these days, this writer says, is barely a religion. What about the mercy for those that's killed by these illegals? Or what about the having mercy on the families of Riley Lake and Riley? What about the mercy on these children that have been medically mutilated in the name of the rainbow flag? By the way, not a single evangelical Christian leader was invited to speak, not at one. Anybody find that strange? Yet Bishop Bodie, B-U-D-D-E, I think that's pronounced Bodie, who openly called for Trump to be replaced, was behind the pulpit. Who made that decision? Who put this bishop in the pulpit? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether President Trump knew the background, but I'm sure that when he sat down on the front row in that cathedral and looked up and saw that, he recalled very clearly and very pictorially in his mind that it was the same one that hated him enough to make a national presentation in 2020, demand that he step aside and be put out of office because she hated him so much. And it's her hatred and wanting to eviscerate him, I believe, is based on the fact of the self-condemnation because of the known sin in her life. That's all I can conclude. In fact, when you go back to what the scripture says, these that are false teachers, number one, they're religious. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 20, let me read that, then I'll let these men speak. In chapter 7, Matthew, verse 22, many will say unto me on that day, Jesus is speaking, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works? These false teachers, according to Jesus' own words, are religious. They want to talk about, look at me, look at what I've done, look at what I've said, look at the position that I hold. After all, I'm a bishop in the Episcopalian Church, would be the braggadocious mindset behind that fake smile with that snarky look as she's standing in the pulpit trying to condemn President Trump. Dr. Phelps, what do you see as a very, very visible indication and a verbal indication of being a false teacher with what she said and what she's done and what she's embracing?
Well, I again call attention to 2 Peter. The book of 2 Peter chapter 2 speaks about false teachers. Mm-hmm. And we have many of those who are false teachers who are embedded, like government bureaucrats mm-hmm. are embedded in our government today. Yes. And the fact is that these liberal churches and colleges, called Christian colleges, they're there to corrupt the teaching and thinking of our young people today.
That's right.
And the Apostle Peter, then, when he spoke about and described these false teachers, he said this, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Mm-hmm. Verse 12 says, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots are they and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, being unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. And this donkey that he was riding spoke to him and forbade the badness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, of whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness. These were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is brought in bondage. These are people who are unfruitful in things of righteousness.
Absolutely.
They do not promote righteousness in those who hear. And they have and are promoting the philosophies and ideas that contradict the truth of the inspired Word of God.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, let me toss this to you. I'm looking at the headline, LGBTQ plus in the church. An Episcopalian, as an Episcopalian, we believe in loving, liberating, our life-giving God. Further, this article states, we have a legacy of inclusion, speaking of the Episcopalian church and what this bishop says. We have a legacy of inclusion, aspiring to tell and exemplify God's love for every human being. For leadership can be expressed by all people in our churches, regardless of your gender, your sexual orientation, or gender identity or expression. That's a bold statement. This bishop says here that we exemplify God and the leadership in our churches, Episcopalian, that can be expressed by all people in our church, regardless, that is, if you want to use the Youngblood footnote, regardless of what the Word of God says, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity or expression. Now, my question, Dr. Davis, express this for our listeners. Is it possible to say that it's a legitimate Christian doctrine to say that any gender, any transgender, any sexual orientation can be in the body of Christ and can live that lifestyle and it's still okay? What's wrong with that picture? And that's the woke culture of today that's been brought into the church that's being embraced now. So how do we contend with that? What do we say? What say you about that?
Well, yes, sir. They can be a part of the body of Christ if they're born again.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't bring those practices.
Past tense. There must be repentance.
Amen.
Of lifestyle and reception of Jesus Christ as Savior to be considered born again.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Now, here's what the Apostle Paul had to say in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and that's where my mind went as you were reading down through these things. He said, 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, be not deceived. You see, they've been deceived.
That's right.
He said, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate.
Mm-hmm.
There's that word that speaks to that lifestyle.
That's right.
Of course, it all does.
That's right.
Speaks to every lifestyle on every level. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then he came down in verse 11 and said, and such were some of you. Mm-hmm. You used to be that way.
That's right.
But he said, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
Right.
So that's the only way that they can be connected to the body of Christ universally. We're not talking about the building on the corner.
Right.
Anybody can go to that building and make it a social hall instead of a church.
Right.
And I'm mighty afraid that that's what a lot of those are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not churches. They're actually leading people down the wrong
country
path.
Clubs with steeples anymore.
They're worshiping God in vain because God does not hear a sinner's prayer unless they repent. We got Bible proof about that. So, I mean, we need to we that know the truth, we need to stand for the truth, speak the same thing, mind the same thing, based upon the word of God, because there is enough error out there already. And this is the reason why I hate to see, and I'm talking about with a righteous hatred.
Right.
I don't hate anybody because of your skin color.
Right.
But I hate to see wrong things being perpetrated to a lost and dying world. They're lost enough already. Without people coming forth wearing a title, and I tell people this all the time, titles are going to carry somebody to hell.
Right.
But they come forth with these titles and have people looking up to them, and they're not qualified to be what they're claiming to be.
Right.
And they're leading people down the wrong path, and because of that, many souls are going to be lost.
Yes.
Now, the scripture says that God didn't make hell for mankind, but for the devil and his angels.
Right.
But people are going there because they won't choose Jesus Christ right now.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps you have a question. Perhaps you have a comment. Perhaps you have an insight. And we're talking about today that question, wolves in sheep's clothing. Are we witnessing today in these last days more and more of the false teachers, the false preachers, standing with supposedly a new revelation or a new word from God or a new determination of theological truth that is in fact a lie? So what we're talking about as the centrality of this subject today is this lesbian bishop in the Washington Cathedral. Beautiful facilities, beautiful edifice there. But that does not make it religious or spiritual in relationship to it.
Amen.
Can the church today, is it possible for the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ to embrace the LGBTQ, IP plus sodomite lifestyle?
Too many
and
alphabet.
Say it's Christian. That's right. You can't do that. It's an impossibility. The Episcopalian church rejects the teaching of Scripture. And I say that, Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps, they reject the teachings of Scripture if they in fact embrace the sodomite lifestyle and saying that it's all right.
Let me show you what Titus said about that. And that's another place my mind went. Titus, this is what Paul told Titus in Titus 1 verse 15. Unto the pure, that's speaking about people born again, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure.
Mm-hmm.
But even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Yeah.
They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate.
Absolutely. Yeah, that says it all. You can't. I mean, we can't add to it, take away. It's a de facto statement from the Word of God. It
My
says
God.
It. Dr. Phelps, how do you respond? How should our listeners respond? How should we view what is being said? Are we to simply say, well, that was a religious service, that was a religious person, and we need to embrace that? Should we embrace it or reject it? Should we be repulsed by it, and should we, in our repulsion for it, should we speak the truth in love and identify it? I'm looking at this again, the LGBTQ plus in the church. The Episcopalian church rejects the teaching of God. If you take God's word, and God said it, that settles it. If he said it just one time, that's sufficient. But if you take what God's word says, and you then teach and preach contrary to that, that's false teaching, that's false theology, that's false doctrine, that is refusing, rejecting the word of God. What say you?
Well, the scriptures are very clear that when we refuse the truth of God, people become vain in their imagination. And vain means worthless, of no value, futile. Wherever found in the scriptures, the word imagination is always used in the evil way, starting back in Genesis chapter 5 and 6. And so Genesis chapter 6 tells us, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that's the reason why the flood came, why God destroyed the world that day, this wicked world. So you see, the Bible teaches the vanity of the unbelieving heart, and it all starts with refusing the truth of God. have many of the new versions of the scriptures today kind of cloud the idea of truth.
Yeah, that's right.
To mankind.
That's right.
That's why we should avoid them. And when we really get back to the foundation of things, here's the truth. Biblical faith is the antidote for apostasy.
Yes.
We need to get back to the Word of God. People depart from the faith because they abandon the truth.
That's right.
And so one of the things I believe that we should know is that the truth of God's Word is the key to real faith. And unless we come back to the Word of God and receive the truth, then we believe that we're going to fall into terrible times in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Our country has abandoned the book of truth. So imagination, you see, is the unrighteous person's inner character and conduct. And it's going to be lived out in their life. That's why people behave as they do. In the Word of God, we believe Satan's deception is designed to defraud and rob people of the life of faith and fellowship with God. We need to know there must be repentance in our nation. And when you talk about repentance, I don't mean just turning from bad habits and things that are wrong. I mean turning to God and believing God. And so it's not just a matter of quitting some things, but it means taking on some new habits. And those habits are getting into the Word of God and listening to what God has to say to us. When people refuse the truth, then they are going to get in trouble.
Absolutely.
In the Old Testament times, on the part of the national Israel, one of the things that I've learned from reading the Old Testament is that the Canaanites were driven out so that the people of Israel could inherit the land. And they were driven out because of three things. One was idolatry. And the next thing was the hocus pocus thing of magic and that sort of thing. And the third thing was homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That was true among the Canaanites. God drove them out. God disinherited them. And God warned the people of Israel, if they did those same things, God would drive them out also. And he did.
Absolutely. The key to it is going back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word
yeah.
of God. And when we look at what the Scripture says, and especially in that Matthew 7 text, Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis, it is the false teacher, preacher, first of all, because this one we're speaking about is a lost sodomite, lost person, dressed in sheep's clothing. They're dangerous. The Scripture says, Jesus speaking in the Matthew 7, they're dressed as sheep, but they're wolves, and they are dangerous. That's the reason it says, dressed as sheep, but they're wolves, means they're dangerous, they're deadly, they're deceitful. And God's Word condemns the entirety of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. It's sin, and the Bible says that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind, and that is in verse 32 of Romans chapter 1, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same things, but have pleasure in them that do them. Listen, this false preacher, teacher claimed to be compassionate when that person, that lesbian bishop, sat on The View. That is the five witches on The View.
My.
And on that View, this headline says, the pastor who lectured Trump about trans kids assures The View co-host that she was preaching unity. Preaching unity. This, let me read a paragraph, Dr. Davis. Get your take on it. The Episcopal Bishop in Washington, D.C. said Wednesday that she preached unity as she addressed President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance about transgender kids and illegal immigrants during the National Prayer Service. She told Trump and Vance during Tuesday service that gay, lesbian, and transgender kids illegal immigrants are sacred by the new administration, and urged the president to have mercy on them, causing eyelids to roll and the president and the vice president to be in consternation. My responsibility this morning, she says, she's on The View, is to reflect I wanted to emphasize respecting the honor and dignity of every human being based on honesty and humility. Unity requires a certain degree of mercy, compassion, and understanding. Trump posted on Truth Social that she owed the nation an apology. Now, Dr. Davis, my question is this. If she's saying on The View that she was talking about unity, where do you find unity other than the fact that she's warning us to unify around her false teaching, her false preaching, her false theology that is antithetical to the Word of God? Is that what she's saying? How do you take that?
Well, one thing I found, Dr. Youngblood, in life, you can get a big following when you tell people lies and the thing that they want to hear.
That's right.
Even when we go to, I think that's 2 Timothy, said that they were going to, in the last day, they were going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
That's right.
Because, in other words, just to paraphrase, we're getting ready to run out of time, but thank God, they are teaching and preaching the thing that the public, those who are unregenerate, want to hear. Because it promotes the type of lifestyle that they want to live, and they are calling this righteous. Mm-hmm. But let me encourage the people of God on today to stand on God's word. If it's ever been a time that we need to stand for what's right, and I'm speaking about the word of God, now is the time, because there's no such a thing as transgender kids.
That's right.
I'm very glad that President Trump said, as of today, the USA only recognize two genders, and that's male and female.
Amen.
Amen.
That's based upon the word of God.
That's Bible and biological.
Amen. Amen. So, I mean, how can you make an error with that?
That's right. The Amen. Main thing is, Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps, as we speak to our listening audience in these closing moments, it goes back to a fundamental foundation. Know the word of God.
Amen.
Study the word. Know the word. This person saying we need to embrace and celebrate the Sodomite lifestyle, inviting them into our churches, teaching, and there are many false teachers out there. Some teach that Jesus Christ is not fully God. Some teach that there must be a cultural change, and therefore we need to change the word of God to meet the needs of culture. That is tearing down and destroying the written, revealed, inspired word. Got
Amen.
People like Andy Stanley saying they need to jettison the Old Testament because it's not relevant today. All of these things play into the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we're looking at a cultural shift, and that cultural shift is saying that we need not embrace the word of God. So let me challenge you in closing. Study the word, know the word, embrace the word, and allow the word of God to discern in our hearts and minds a false teacher preacher when it shows up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.